There has to be more to work than just a paycheck. My name is Clément Frisoni, and I am passionate about how companies manage their human capital. This is Cambodia Workwise. Each episode, I will bring you insights from the Cambodian world of work with CEOs, HR managers, human capital deciders, and people who think there is more to work than just the 9-to-5 traditional work. In this show, we will talk about HR, recruitment, and the broader Cambodian world of work. This is Cambodia Workwise. Sometimes work is fun, work is enjoyable, and you love being with your colleagues. And sometimes it can be really tough. You get anxious, you can't sleep at night, you are isolated, you don't talk to your friends anymore, you are irritable. These are all the symptoms of what we call a burnout. A burnout is a mental condition that can be caused by work. Maybe you have too much work. Maybe you have too many responsibilities. Maybe your responsibilities are not properly defined. This can all cause a very severe situation known as burnout. And this is what we will discuss today with my guest. Yusei is a freelance consultant. And we will discuss with him today how he got there, from the really lows of his burnout to finding solutions to change his work situation and heal. I hope you will enjoy our discussion and get awareness on what burnout is and how you can prevent it. Hello, Yusei. Welcome.
Thank you, Clem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you today on the show. I wanted to have a little chat with you because I was quite interested in the experience that you have and all the things you've been through and how it changed the way you work today. So I hope the listeners will be as engaged about it as I am. You are a consultant.
Yes, freelancer consultant.
A freelancer consultant.
Yeah.
What's your area of expertise?
Trade, export, SME. Also, economic operations, agricultural value chain development.
So you help small companies in Cambodia export their products abroad?
Yes. So that is one part, and another part also hang out actor along the value chain. Of course, they do export, but also they process agricultural product to add value that they can supply both domestic market and international market.
Okay.
I've been a freelance consultant just quite recently. Before that, I'm just a regular 9-to-5 office worker with national and international NGOs and also companies.
In Cambodia, people prefer to work the traditional 9-to-5 job for the reason that it brings security, stability, financially also. What's the perception of this work situation?
You already mentioned the reason to have the security of the job, the stability, and also being a consultant, like you need to find short-term contract almost constantly. And if you're lucky enough, you can have a long-term one that kind of secure your income.
Did you ever think you could be a freelancer? Is it something that crossed your mind, or were you focused on finding that 9-to-5 job where you could be stable?
I used to think I could be someday, but I don't really have the courage. I mean, I've been working for over 13 years now. I work for international development corporations, and we have local and international consultant. And I feel like some of the assignments really fit to my personal expertise. And also another attractive point is consultant, they get higher paid. So the fact that I have that expertise and also the fact that it's higher paid. But I never have the courage to jump out my comfort zone at all.
Do you think there's a certain justification why an independent consultant would be paid higher?
The main reason because consultant, especially in Cambodia, perceived as like people with high expertise or rare expertise. So usually they have quite high payments compared to the regular employee. It could be double.
How do you find self-assignment? Is it your personal network? Do you post on LinkedIn? Do you have group chats where other freelancers are sharing information? How does it work for you?
So I have past projects. Those people who know me always approach me for the opportunity. So
the actors of that ecosystem of trade development, usually they know me. This guy called you, say, who knows about this topic, and they will call you or reach out.
Yes.
Okay. You choose to work less than 40 hours a week on purpose.
On purpose, of course. Because it's also part of the recovery that I made earlier in 2001, and also half of 2002 was quite burnout.
So I'm not sure how familiar people are with the term burnout. Could you explain to the listeners maybe how it translated in your daily life? Was it something that arrived on you one day to the next? Or is it something that came in slowly but you only realized later? Could you give us more insight on how it felt?
To me, it's an accumulation of stress, burden, the workload. I felt anxious. You have many things to do, like many small, big things like have to deliver, and it's running like never end.
So it's a constant stream of new tasks, adding on top of other tasks, no sleep. Always have to think about something, make sure that even the small details are taken care of. Mentally, you were overloading. When you were in that situation, did you have anyone to go to, maybe a colleague, a manager, HR, a team member who you could talk to? Is it something that could have helped?
I believe so. But it was at that time, it just bad timing that it was during the COVID-19, and it just towards almost the end of the time that I decided to resign, that we have the opportunity to go for lunch or coffee with friends. And then they just share and start sharing. Like, I did not even ask, but they just speak up on different aspects that I can relate very well. Okay, this is just common area. And I wish I had realized this even earlier, which helped me a lot.
So you had that opportunity to chat with your colleagues.
Yes.
And to realize that they were in similar situations.
Exactly.
And you wish you were able to relate to each other and talk more.
Talk earlier. I wish I talked to them earlier, because if I quit, I feel like guilty, shame. I put all the blame to myself that I could not deliver the project to the level that I expected. But at one point, when I start talking to colleagues, I realize that it's not just because of myself. It's the system, the procedure, and the people, and the change of the management as well that affects 30 people turnover.
What happened after you resigned? Did you take a long holiday? Did you take some time to recover? Did you start freelancing right away? What was your thought process?
Actually, I took quite a long holiday, 3-4 months. I just quit and then just do something that just focus on my own. I just don't need to think about work, about financial responsibility, anything. I just need to save myself, to rescue myself.
How did your Cambodian colleagues, friends, family members react to this? Did they understand what was happening to you?
They not really open about this. They feel shame and guilt, and also feel afraid being judged by someone else. I didn't talk to like my parents or brother who live in the rural area, because
they would not understand about why you do this.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to share for Cambodian listeners that they should know or take away with them from this conversation?
I have a few points I would like to share. The first point is just be kind. I remember at the point that I was so burnt out, I mean, just a little of kindness helped me a lot. Even to help me to kind of brush up my perception about my personal value. And also, if you find yourself in a situation of being burnt out, just take a break, because mental health is more important than your job. I mean,
good. Thank you so much for your time, Yusei.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on Cambodia Workwise. And to the listeners, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode until the very end. I hope this conversation with Yusei will have given you some perspective. Some things are not working and it's okay, but sometimes it can be too much. Please know that you are not alone. You can get help. Maybe from your HR manager, from your line manager, or maybe by an outside counselor. I hope this will help you reflect and take your career into your own hands. See you next time for another episode of Cambodia Workwise.